On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, the beat and the heat go on, with new releases falling like much-needed rain. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll continue our look at what's new in the bins with the latest from Ralph Stanley II, the Lonesome River Band, the Farmhands, Eddie Raven, and Bob Amos. Coming up this summer, hair gets lighter, skin gets darker, water gets warmer, drinks get colder, music gets louder, nights get longer, life gets better. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin our summer fest with the Buckin' Mules, a quote, rockin' string band for public consumption, end of quote. From their latest endeavor, Smoke Behind the Clouds, this is Railroad.
To my back, buckle broke and the banjo flew behind my head and higher to Railroad Donegal. I'm coming home in the morning. When I was young and in my prime, I could catch a sweetheart anytime. Now I'm old, shivering cold, can't catch a sweetheart to save my soul. Railroad Donegal, I'm coming home in the morning. Save his back, backbone broke and the marrow flew. Hide my head higher to Railroad Donegal. I'm coming home in the morning. He wouldn't start. Hit him a lick and called him Bill. Told him to take me up the hill. Railroad Donegal, I'm coming home in the morning. I'm coming home in the morning.
Well, I tried and tried. first lesson you must learn. It's a great hard fact, you can't build back the bridges that you burned. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm the one to teach this lesson you must learn. It's a cold hard fact, you can't build back the bridges that you burned.
New Blue with The Bridges That You've Burned has rendered on their new Vagabond CD. And the straight-shooting Bucking Mules threw down on a fine old-timer, Railroad, is waxed on their Smoke Behind the Clouds project. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you aboard Bluegrass Breakdown and another raucous voyage into the depth of the new Bluegrass CD bins, where one project in particular is shining like a lighthouse in the fog, keeping with the nautical metaphors. They've won a boatload of gospel awards, have fleets of bluegrass fans in the Midwest, and have created a trademark sound where, quote, classical meets bluegrass and city streets meet country roads, hearkening back to the halcyon days of Hawthorne-filled air, performed with the pungency of spring blossoms, end of quote. Oh, yeah. This is Lindsay, Sarah, Emily, and their brother Matthew, Southern Raised, with a pair from their new offering, Another World. Southern Raised, Bluegrass Eyes in the opening movement of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, written by Ludwig between 1804 and 1808. One of the best-known compositions in all of classical music, played the way Beethoven probably would have wanted it, had Bill Monroe invented bluegrass in the late 1700s as opposed to the mid-1900s. And the three sisters and brother also showed their Christian roots with Up All Night at the top of the set. You'll find both on the band's Stowtown disc, Another World. The Farmhands, Tim Graves on dobro, Daryl Mosley on the bass, Keith Two on guitar, and Don Hill on the banjo, seasoned singers, pickers, and songwriters all, can whisk you back to another world, a kinder, gentler time, with the downstroke of a flat pick. From their Just Hit the Bins Pinecastle release, Colors, this is His Old Fiddle.
Looking back on all the roads I've been down, the turns I've made both right and wrong, of all the places that life has taken me to, nothing compares to home. That old tractor in the fields, clothes on the line, a puppy in the yard, and a prayer at supper time, chasing fireflies and drinking grandma's lemonade, falling asleep while grandpa plays. Sometimes a song can bring back the years and memories of those we love. And it seems the smell of an old fiddle case takes me back how it was. That old tractor in the fields, clothes on the line, a puppy in the yard, and a prayer at supper time, chasing fireflies and drinking grandma's lemonade, falling to sleep while grandpa plays.
Winners of the 2017 SPGMA Awards for Album of the Year, Gospel Group of the Year, Song of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year, Those were the Farmhands with His Old Fiddle from their latest enterprise, Colors. How can you make one of Bill Monroe's most venerated tunes even better? Well, you apply even more speed and testosterone and play it not like the hurricane is coming, but like the hurricane is already here. Jeff Brown and Still Lonesome will take us all the way through our break with Kentucky Mandolin. Dave Higgs, and we'll be learning about Honey in the Rock, Black Sheep, as we head to Mahaley's house in the pouring rain right after our forthcoming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still basking in the glory of the new bluegrass CD bins, where the latest from the renowned Lonesome River Band has recently surfaced. The title track pays tribute to Mahaley Lancaster, a lawyer, political activist, midwife, teacher, seer, fortune teller, and self-proclaimed oracle of the ages from Heard County, Georgia, who lived from 1875 to 1955. Her amazing exploits are chronicled in Sammy Sheeler and Company's new mountain home release, Mahaley's House.
Down in the shade of the knotty pine lives an old woman with a marble heart, gone as a hank thin and white and worn as Bible pages. She was born with a veil, a seer's sign, a preacher's tongue and a lawyer's mind. She'll tell your fortune for a buck and a dime, the oracle of ages.
Hey, let's go down to Mahaley's house. They say she's crazy. Hey, what you want to know now? Ask Mahaley and you'll find out. They say she's crazy.
John Wallace was a wealthy man, cattle, people, liquor, land. He caught the wind of a thieving hand and he killed a man who wrung it. But when he heard the sheriff was asking around, he went out to Mahaley's house, asking if he'd be found out. She said the death is coming. Well, the sheriff knew of Mahaley too, and when he'd run near out of clues, he went to see her on a full moon and said, I need to find a body. saw her fortune grow. People lined up and down the road to find out things they didn't know and to keep the hit from hiding.
Amos and Catamount Crossing, all the way from St. John's Berry, Vermont, with It Rains Everywhere I Go, as heard on their new venture, Body and Soul. Bob, of course, is best known for his work with Front Range and for living next door to Lynn Morris when he resided in Winchester, Virginia a few years ago. Still going strong up in the Green Mountain State. And the Lonesome River Band went first with the title track to their new Mountain Fever offering, Mahaley's House. The true story of Mahaley Lancaster, a soothsayer, witch, and among other things, distinguished attorney who handled two high-profile murder trials in her native Georgia. Her participation in the John Wallace murder trial was later documented in a 1983 made-for-TV movie, Murder in Coweta County. She was portrayed by none other than June Carter Cash. Johnny Cash played the sheriff who doggedly determined to bring Wallace, played by Andy Griffith, to justice. The Dave Adkins Trio will give us a taste of some more bluegrass gospel, setting us up for a wild and woolly ride with the Yonder Mountain String Band. This is Honey in the Rock, followed by an elongated live version of Black Sheep.
Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock just beyond the mountaintop. Honey in the rock for me. God gave no the rainbow sign. God gave no the rainbow sign. God gave no the rainbow sign. Wouldn't be water fire next time. God gave no the rainbow sign. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock just beyond the mountaintop. Honey in the rock for me. I'm headed up the King's Highway. I'm headed up the King's Highway. Oh, the devil's on my back. Ain't no way I'm turning track. Headed up the King's Highway. Where there's honey in the rock for me. Honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock just on the mountaintop. Honey in the rock. Honey in the rock.
Black sheep, black sheep. Well, a crooked heart is a crooked way. It's a crooked way, it's a crooked way. A rotten heart loathes decay in any old game to play.
Black sheep, black sheep, black sheep.
The Yonder Mountain String Band putting the pedal to the metal on Black Sheep is performed live on their new Mountain Tracks Volume 6 extravaganza. And the Dave Adkins Trio was in the leadoff spot with Honey in the Rock from their Turn to Jesus project. We'll let Bob Amos and Catamount Crossing take us up to and through our next break with another tune from their Body and Soul release. This is a fine version of Gray Eagle. Thank you. Pigs and Ralph Stanley II, Doug Flowers and Eddie Raven and Carolina Road will have the new Bluegrassy Bases covered right after our impending break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. With another country star diving headfirst into bluegrass school waters. He was born Edward Garvin Futch in Lafayette, Louisiana, and since 1962, he's charted more than 35 singles, including 17 consecutive top 10 songs during a remarkable run between 1984 and 1990, and 6 number one songs. This is Eddie Raven singing one of the latter, which pays tribute to his Cajun roots.
Ever since the first time, I ain't ever been the same. I gave up on baseball and I threw down my glove. I discovered girls, I got into love. Me and my friend Alvo, he's the one who had the car. We made all the dances and we made all the bars. Told each other secrets and we wore each other's clothes. One night I stole his woman and I wonder if he knows. Sleep all day, they might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou boys. Everybody knew we were Bayou boys. So deeply and I tried to hold on. Change it don't come easy when you've been this way so long. Sleep all day, run all night, chasing the ladies cause we knew they might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou boys. Everybody knew we were Bayou boys. Sleep all day, chasing the ladies cause we knew they might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou boys. Everybody knew we were Bayou boys.
Friends, this is the last song that my Uncle Carter Stanley wrote before he passed away on December 1st, 1966, saying goodbye to his wife Mary and his five children. I'm recording this song on December 1st, 2016, 50 years after his passing.
As I lie here this evening with time on my hands, the snow outside falling so softly and slow, I'm thinking of you and living our price. The years now together of high times and
Ralph Stanley II singing Merry, Merry Christmas, which was written by his Uncle Carter to his aunt just before Carter's death from cirrhosis of the liver on December 1, 1966, at the age of 41. The handwritten song was preserved for years by former Stanley Brothers Fan Club president Norma Fannin, who gave the song to Ralph II in 1997 when it was first performed. You'll find it on II's self-titled new one. And Eddie Raven and Carolina Road opened matters with Eddie's final number one hit, he had six altogether, which hit pay dirt in 1989. You're hearing about gut-wrenching, poignancy-laced deathbed moments thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. You'll find playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and us at bluegrass@wpln.org. Doug Flowers, with a vocal boost from Lisa Schaefer, will continue the new Bluegrassical Madness and kick this program into overdrive with Sometimes the Moon Don't Shine, featuring Sam Bush playing some of his wicked bluesy slide mandolin.
Runs dry. Sometimes you're down and you just can't beat it. Sometimes the moon don't shine. One night it's there and the next night it's missing. Sometimes a dollar's hard to find. Sometimes what is is what it isn't. Sometimes the moon don't shine. Sometimes the moon don't shine down here. It's lonely and hard on a mind. Sometimes the rays turns nights into days, but sometimes the
thank you.
Doug Flowers and Lisa Schaefer picking up some steam with Sometimes the Moon Don't Shine. You'll find that on Doug's latest, Favorites. We'll hand the baton off to fiddler Andrew Vokst, who will put the finishing touches on this shindig with his original, Catharsis, which Celtic-y tune appears on Andrew's debut, the colorfully entitled Sasquatch with an Alien on its head. On that high, happy paranormal researchers believe Sasquatch is an alien. Kinda note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. On the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a complex emotion that encompasses feelings that range from fear of abandonment to rage and humiliation, a destructive force that wrecks friendships, relationships, and lives. It's the big green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat it feeds on. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be taking a close bluegrassical look at jealousy on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.